This is Scott Nolan. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM with Jeff Robison.
Clint Newton was the latest man. He could never get his fill. Had himself a wife and kid at that old motel.
Welcome, friends, to Tell the Band to Go Home. Coming to you live from across the river from a suburb beautiful. Well, they're not live. I'm alive at this point, anyway. Who knows by the time the show airs. We are pre-recorded once again. Coming to you from the Sunset Saloon, just across the river from the suburb beautiful where Scott Nolan grew up and the young Jeff Robson grew up as well. That's me. Not Scott Nolan. I'm Jeff Robson. You can get in touch with me, jeff@telebandagohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson, and here in the basement once again, also Jeff Robson. We kicked it off with something brand new from Scott Nolan from his new record. Well, Scott Nolan with Glenn Buhr and Friends. Oh, so much beauty on that track. The reason we're excited to play that for you this week is that coming up next Sunday, a week from today, is the album release party, don't you know, for this record. And he's scheduled it during this program, 2 p.m. on Sunday. Couldn't do it during John's show on Saturday, nope. Gotta do it during my show on Sunday. I don't know what I did. I don't know. But I'm trying not to take it personally. So we'll pre-record the show next week and come on down to the West End Cultural Center for some beautiful music. And I hope to see you there. Why don't we sneak out one more track? You know, Scott sent me the record in advance. And he didn't tell me not to play it. So I always assume that it's fair game. You're going to go get yourself a copy anyway, but there are some beauties on this. A lot of them you've heard before in different, incarnations. And, they've been kicking around. But some of them will be newer. And there's a lot of great stuff on here. And apparently it comes with a beautiful deluxe vinyl package with some collage art and all kinds of other stuff. So you'll have to check that out. I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of the record. But for now, I'll play you one more digitally from the suburb beautiful. This is brand new from Scott Nolan. Get your ticket to see him next Sunday afternoon at the West End Cultural Center.
This is some about the way light was falling. Against the blue hospital neon. The sounds of sirens being carried away by the wind. Blackened hands from broken bicycle chains. It's just how we live now without the night. Just how we live now without the night. Just how we live now.
We'll be right back.
how we live now. Look at how we live now.
Never wanted to grow up or even settle down, but I had to get as far from here as I could somehow. I took that job out west, see what it's like to get on my own. Tell you nothing breaks your heart like your mama. Crying on the phone. And I learned to love the road. Played every town. Songs I wrote were really good. Sometimes I'd get down and I have to call back home, but nothing breaks your heart like your mama.
Just the old-fashioned side of me, a traditional guy in me. I guess my mama raised me right. Nothing against no country songs. Some days I prefer the old ones. That's just the old-fashioned side of me. She put on an old vinyl record, an old Lightfoot classic from a box my grandma gave to me. She lit up a few candles, then we danced a little. That's just the old-fashioned side of me. Just the old-fashioned side of me, a traditional guy in me. I guess my daddy kept me in line. Nothing against new country songs, but some days I prefer the old ones. That's just the old side of me. And I wear that old cowboy hat and them worn-out boots, just like them old-time country singers used to do. Just the old-fashioned side of me, a traditional guy in me, like when my granddad was still alive. Nothing against the new country songs, but some days I prefer the old ones. That's just the old side of me. Oh, that's just the old-fashioned side of me.
Ah, friends, if you like the country music, you like to have fun, you like to get out amongst good people, my pick of the week, aside from next Sunday, which is, you know, a week away, this week though, the Friday night, you head on out to the park alleys, you know, the bowling lane. Our old buddy Mike Lynch is coming back to town. I haven't seen Lynch in years. Now, I tell you, I've seen Mike Lynch a bunch of times. I saw him in Gordy's basement. Oh, I miss hanging out in Gordy's basement. The times changed. I know I saw him there a couple times. Trout Forest had him out there once. And every single time, I had a great, great, great time. He's always got great side people with him. And he's got great songs, great stories, good fun. I'm telling you, Friday night. And you know, I told you, I'm not in love with the idea of hanging out at the bowling alley. I think if anybody could make that fun, make that, you know, if that makes sense at all, it's probably when a guy like Mike Lynch is playing. I bet he has some fun with that. And I'm looking forward to that. Mike Lynch and the Old School Country Boys. Friday night, Park Alleys, says it starts at 9, and tickets are $10. $10. That just seems unreasonably low. So I'm going to be there. That's from Mike's, that's the last song there, Old Fashioned Side of Me. That's a great one. I always enjoyed that one live. That's from his Roadmap record. We also heard Mama Crying on the Phone. What a great song that is from his album Building Character. And before that, we heard something from Scott Nolan, who a week from today, right about now actually, is going to be on stage at the West End Cultural Center releasing his long-awaited new record. What's it been, 25 years since the last Scott Nolan record? No, I'm kidding. Not as prolific as he once was. So whenever he puts out a record, it's cause for celebration. So let's get out there and celebrate the Suburb Beautiful next Sunday at 2 p.m. And you can catch the podcast afterwards. All right, I got a whole bunch of new music for you today. But unfortunately, I have to once again, and I'm really, really, really friggin' getting tired of this. We have to say goodbye to another brilliant musician who left us this week, sadly. He'd been, he's a troubled guy, you know, all along, I suppose. But he'd had some health issues, and then he kind of dropped off the map for a while. And then we got the sad news that he was no longer with us. We're talking about the great Kelly Joe Phelps. Now, Kelly Joe Phelps, he came to me at a time, I think, just at the right time in my life, like early 90s or something like that. I remember seeing Kelly Joe at the West End Cultural Center. And I'd come out of my heavy, heavy blues phase, which I was in kind of in high school and around there, and was entering my singer-songwriter phase when I started going to folk festivals. And this guy, he straddled that line between the blues and the singer-songwriter, throw in some jazz there and all kinds of other stuff and a whole lot of gospel. This guy had deep, deep, deep kind of gospel soul. And he just was mesmerizing. And I only ever saw him solo. As far as I know, he mostly only ever played solo. But he just had this way of like drawing you in with just these quiet, quiet vocals and a slide guitar on his lap and some of these songs that just, man, the guy knew some darkness for sure. But he also, you know, like I say, he also seemed to have a bit of a spiritual side, bit of like an optimism, I suppose, a bit of hope maybe. And he was just such an interesting, interesting guy. And I remember talking to him a couple times at the West End. And then once I saw him, the first time I went to the Hillside Festival in Guelph, I remember hanging out a little bit with Kelly Joe and being mesmerized. And man, I got a bunch of Kelly Joe. I could listen to him all afternoon. And I'm ashamed that I haven't listened to him in far too long. But I want to play a few for you right now from the late, great Kelly Joe Phelps.
Drums are still playing, I can see them marching close. This he walks like a shadow, and that he dances like a ghost. The one that looks like Jimmy Lord, he scares me the most. River and Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Playing boyhood mumbly peg, 6-inch Bowie blade. Out the top of my Red Wing kickers and down a muddy slippery grade to the fever pitch Savannah where granddaddy lay. Oh, river at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Oh, Lord, oh, no. Jimmy ghosty face ate off the kitchen floor. His woman mom threw dinner plates, a drunken dad on the door. And he would cop us cans of beer and close his eyes and soar. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Oh, oh. Yeah, 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 yeah. revelation at a boy, man, a child of 10. Never looking up to heaven, Lord, it was heaven there and then. And we wrapped our bloody fingers like a shy-eyed Mr. Zen. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat, surely, surely. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Knew who would pop and who would sink the lake, and who would run off fast enough before the bowstring would break. Man, we was crying for tomorrow through the crying and the shake. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. River at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Ah, river at Jimmy and Jehoshaphat. Thank you.
eyes up watching the night snowfall. Black bamboo on the table, dusty beside card tricks and games. And one by one he cuts names from the back of the Daily News. Laying side by side they meet quite a company of men. Yeah, I know the things they've done and not done, living under the scope. Double RJ's mom, she called this morning, all is well back home. Yeah, how are you today, my son? Find them all, I'm fine. 17 pages set in place for back my memories. Walter winks across the queue. My folks are going out today. I've got some weed off to come in. Yeah, it's 24 years later. The movie lot's still intact. Tables buried under truck bones and machine shop tools.
Of the Lord I have at home. love and tender mercy, I am free. He has loosened all the chains that binded me. Now I raise my hands in glory as I give my life to prayer. My soul is being helped along by faith in His great care. But through His love and tender mercy, I am free. My God came to earth, a humble man. Well, it's part of a divine master plan. When they crucified our Savior, they set the captives free. Death would lose dominion over you and over me. Well, my God, He came to earth, a humble man. I have said goodbye to sorrow as I lay before the cross. Well, His goodness and His mercy saved a child that was lost. In the eyes of the Lord, I am redeemed. In the eyes of the Lord, I am redeemed. Yeah, I am redeemed.
Goodbye to sorrow, indeed. Goodbye to Kelly Joe Phelps. We hope he's found his peace, wherever he shuffled off to. I know there's beautiful music there, that's for sure. From his last record, Brother Sinner and the Whale, 10 years ago, brought to life by the genius of Steve Dawson and Black Hen Music. And what a beauty, what a beauty. Thanks. Thanks for the good times, Kelly Joe. Before that, from the album Slingshot Professionals, we heard It's James Now. We heard one in there called Beggar's Oil from the album Sky Like a Broken Clock. And a record that I listened to a lot back in the day, River Rat Jimmy from Shine-Eyed Mr. Zen. All that great stuff from the great Kelly Joe Phelps, who left us this week, sadly. And we wish him well and his family and friends. And he had many, many friends, that's for sure. All right, one more kind of sad goodbye this week. We said goodbye to one of the great, the greatest country music radio program on the earth has hung up the microphone. The final episode, final regularly scheduled weekly episode of Boots and Saddle featuring Sean Burns aired this week. And it's a good thing I had to work and I couldn't listen live because I don't know if I could have handled it. Some bastard kept chopping onions by me during this show, especially at the end. I'm almost going to lose it just thinking about it. Beautiful, beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. And I thank and appreciate Sean Burns for his 5+ years of brilliant programming. I tell you, if you're going to go out, you go out with a set list like the one Sean Burns put together this past week on Boots and Saddle. It is just a banger from top to bottom. And even on his way out the door, he plays a song that makes me pull over and write it down so I can play it for you too. And here it is now. And then I'll journey into some other stuff that I stole from another radio show that's kind of starting back up again right here on UMFM, Dagwood Radio. I cribbed a few things from a recent episode of that great program, which I'll bring you here. But first, here's one that I heard on Boots and Saddle. Thanks for this, Sean Burns.
I dreamed a big dream and devised a scheme, heading out for the city where I would ride the hit and take the trip and go down in honky-tonk history. But lo and behold, couldn't ride solid gold, and I never made it out of the bars, and I never graced that Opry stage or rode in their fancy cars. But I played for some good folks, and I told some bad jokes. I didn't always know the right thing to say. And when no one would love me, I had to love myself, and I wasn't scared to go all the way. The touch of illusion enough to keep me moving, to keep me plugging away. And some kind of mission with some lonely ending, and rarely any guaranteed pay. I couldn't do this tale justice if I didn't dedicate a verse to all of the honky-tonk women. On every level, there's one that will have you. She'll hug you, she'll kiss you, and then she'll hang around until you drag her down with your blues that won't ever pass. In a good time and woman, a good time and man, in the way that those good times can last. And yeah, I know what it's caused. I've been doing it so long, I've been no good to a boss. And any kind of company or any kind of industry, I can't go back to punching the clock. Silly, when we cross paths, then you find that I'm still struggling. I got the same old songs in the same old bars, in that same old way of mumbling. The leaner I gaze in the mirror when I say I can't do this anymore. But it's all that I know, I keep playing the role of a washed up troubadour.
Well, I know I'll find for each other. But oh, all that love in vain. She was so quick to recover. Was I just some two-bit lover? If she would suffer, she would ease my pain.
The summer sun, green eyes looked around the place. And she told me that she loved me, and I grinned and grabbed her hand and said, I know. Let's get from here now, darling. If we're going, let's go on and go. Well, Lori said, still act like you do, but your daddy don't think I'm fit to sit in the same room with you. And if I ever set foot in Sevier County, well, your brother said he'd break my jaw. But here I stand with a dark-haired daughter of Southwest Arkansas. And I've been learning that the leaving and the barely breaking even, it's just a part of life. Got down in my bones again.
dance is just another phase of being free. And I've been learning how to lose a thing I never laid a hand on all along. Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you, could it go more wrong? Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you, could it go more wrong? La-da. Queen's dry, so I bought us both a bottle in downtown Broken Bow. Dolores got a buddy with a double wide trailer, they were shaking dominoes. And I had good intentions, till I had too many, I was stupid, I suppose. You better put a little money where your mouth is, boy, try to keep it closed. And I've been learning math to leave in, and the barely breaking even. Just a part of life for you and me. And I've been living with the loneliness. It's got down in my bones, I guess. It's just another phase of being free. And I've been learning how to lose a thing I never laid a hand on all along. Well, good Lord, Lord, I love you. Could it go more wrong? Trouble for you ain't half of who I thought you was, and this ain't fun no more. And her words cut clean through drunk and dark and dimming doorway light. Well, I've had all I can handle, hope you're happy now, good night. Guess the folks were right. Guess the folks were right.
Good Lord, Lori, that's a great song there from the Turnpike Troubadours. It sounds like the Turnpike Troubadours making a bit of a comeback. They hit a bit of a, well, a brick wall, frankly, a few years ago, and it seemed like maybe that was done, and it sounds like there's hope that they're coming back. Good stuff from Goodbye Normal Street 10 years ago. Man, I hadn't listened to that one in a while. Thanks to Connor over at Dagwood Radio for making some great sandwiches with fillings like that. Oh, so good. And before that, Dr. Dog. Did you ever think you'd hear Dr. Dog on Tell the Band to Go Home? We heard Jim's song in there from the album Abandoned Mansion. See, that's why I need shows like Dagwood Radio, because I'm not going to go listen to Dr. Dog to dig out the gems like that. I got stuff to do. So thanks to Connor for finding that one. That's a gooder. And I tell you, if you want some good radio, you look up, it's Wednesday nights here on UMFM. 6 to 8. Wednesday night is like everything is on Wednesday night. Everything is always on Wednesday night. So I got to catch the podcast, and there's a bunch of them now. That's from the I cribbed those from a great show from May 4th called Little Twang. And there's some good stuff in there. I got some more shows to go through. Thanks to Connor for that. And Leo Rondo off the top of that set from an album called Right on Time. We heard Washed Up Troubadour from our troubadour pal, Sean Burns, in Lost Country. And what's he now? He's a hurtin' Manitoban. A token Manitoban, that's what they call it. Out there with Cor Blund and, yeah, doing the good stuff. Check out Boots and Saddle, for the final episode. Just a gem of a playlist, but, have your hanky ready for some of it. Cause it's, I don't know. I get just the thought of not doing my show anymore. Like, what would I do with my life? Really? I don't know, but he's got stuff to do, so that's different. But anyway, we're going to take a break, pay a couple bills. We'll come back with some more good stuff here, new music and other stuff until the band to go home. Stick around.